Howdy, howdy, shooters, and welcome to the first episode of Shoot the Skeet. My name is Reagan Moon, and I'm going to be your host on this journey through all things shotgun shooting. This podcast was created by a youth shooter for youth shooters. So whether you're a seasoned shooter or just starting out, grab your ear protection and get ready to come shoot the skeet with me. Today, I am thrilled to introduce a very special guest, my lifelong shooting coach, number one supporter, and dad, John Moon.
Hey, Ray. Great to be here. Excited about the opportunity to participate in your podcast. Hopefully the information that we put out there will be received and beneficial to your listeners.
Definitely. So let's kick things off. What inspired you to introduce me into the world of shotgun shooting?
You know, the first thing that comes to mind is when we would go dove hunting. When you started off with a 20 gauge and you were shooting dove that really you shouldn't have been hitting with a 20 gauge. And it was outstanding. Your competitive nature towards everything, wanting to make sure that you got your limit and all that. And then when we had the opportunity on the ranch with the sporting clays machines, it was just a natural succession to go towards the shooting sports. And you jumped right in on it. And so that was motivation enough for me, was your enthusiasm.
Right. And I mean, I loved it the second I started it. Can you share any standout moments or challenges you faced coaching me in shotgun shooting throughout the years? I know I definitely wasn't the easiest kid to coach, and I think that a lot of parents out there, or even a lot of kids, would like to understand how exactly you need to develop that relationship with your mentee. That way, you can figure out exactly what coaching style they need in order to adjust their attitude. Because I know that you definitely had to figure out a specific coaching style. So what do you think, like, were some challenges of that?
Well, truth be known, there's so many of them that to narrow it down to one would be almost impossible. But the biggest hurdle that we had to overcome was, and I think that this is apparent in all sports when they're wanting to coach their own child, is the fact that they always tend to listen to others more than they listen to you. And in a lot of cases, that's beneficial because most of the time those people either know as much or even more than you do. But we've always communicated real well. I feel like if you got to where I felt you weren't paying attention, then I would try to change and move to something else or just walk off.
For the best at sometimes.
Right.
Oh. So for parents out there who are coaching or want to get into coaching their kid in shotgun shooting, what is one of the number one pieces of advice you would give them?
I would tell them that more than anything, don't coach as much as enjoy your time together. Anytime you can provide little tidbits of information, it's great. But really and truly, if you want your child to be extremely successful, find the opportunity to introduce them to a coach that they can understand, that they appreciate, that they'll listen to, and then you just be a support for them. And that way, the time that y'all are together are times making memories, not making enemies. It's cool to be a coach. I've enjoyed it, and I enjoy any time I'm with anyone's kids to provide any kind of leadership or coaching information that I can. I always tell them, don't do as I do as I say, because they're always better shooters than me. But the most important thing is to take that opportunity to spend time with your child, because it's gone before you know it.
And I know I definitely appreciated us having that connection, you know, especially being a daughter, to be able to be in a sport and have my dad be so involved was awesome. And I really appreciated that.
Well, I appreciate that.
And it rolls into my next question. I've had an incredible support system through shooting, from family to coaches to just friends. How important do you think that support network is for developing, like, shooters?
Oh, I think it's huge. I think that knowing that you had so many people in your dugout, per se, or on the sideline with you was a confidence builder. I think that knowing that you had other people that you could talk to about the sport was outstanding. We've been fortunate as parents to have friends that were also involved in the shooting industry that took you in and provided, helped us with shells, equipment. And we've had outstanding support from Zoli. That whole network of friendship and the people that we revolved around with 4-H, FFA, unbelievable. I think it was highly instrumental.
I would have to agree with you there. Let's switch topics a little bit to mental toughness. I know I struggled a lot with building my mental toughness skills, even 3 years after I had started. And it's so crucial in competitive shotgun shooting. What are some strategies that you use to help me develop that mental toughness? Or try to, at least.
That's a tough one. Thinking back on it, I think that I probably could have done a better job of being as demanding as I was. I think that mental toughness is, some people have it naturally and some people have to develop it. I really think that we let you more so kind of develop that on your own, because every time that if I tried to get to a level of toughness, you would back off a little bit. And so I would have to back off a little bit. But the focus that is required for shooting sports in a 4-H setting, it's hard because it's such a social network and you want everybody to have a good time, but you want everybody to be successful. And finding that mix is hard. Me personally, being brought up playing football, the mental toughness part was really disciplined in by coaches. And there wasn't as much of a happy-go-lucky experience, whereas we were focused from start to finish. And so it was ingrained, instilled into us. You developed yours on your own. And truth be known, your drive to be successful is your mental toughness and your focus. And you've transitioned it in school and in shooting. And that's why you're successful. It wasn't really anything that we had to focus on singularly and drive into you. It was there all along. It just needed to develop over time.
All right. Alrighty, so I have one more question for you. Looking back on our journey together in shotgun shooting, what moments or achievements are you most proud of, both as a father and as a coach?
I'm extremely proud of who you are and who you've become, whether it's shooting or academia or just the person that you are. As far as shooting goes, I can't say enough. When I'm with my friends and we're shooting, it's always, if Reagan was here, she'd be wearing us out. Or we shot this target once and Reagan hit them all and I hit two. So that pride within me is overwhelming. Your accomplishments, super proud of the national championship at 14, 15 years old for your class and women's was outstanding. My biggest disappointment was that I wasn't there to watch you receive the medals. But knowing that we had worked together to help you achieve that is a great deal of pride with me. As far as disappointment, my biggest disappointment is that we're still not doing it now, that you've matured to a point where you're searching for a professional career and our shooting time is minimal. That's the only disappointment that I have.
It has been very disappointing. And we'll have to get out there in the summer.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dad, I have really appreciated you coming on my show today and giving all of the shooting listeners some tidbits and a little bit of help. Hopefully it'll go a long way. But yeah, I've really, really appreciated you being on, and thank you so much.
Well, it's been an honor, and I appreciate you wanting to include me. Appreciate the fact that you hold me in as high regard that you do as far as shooting concerned, because I know that you were an outstanding shooter in your own right.
Thank you.
Coaching was easy because all I had to do was tell you, shoot that one, and you typically hit it. So that was pretty easy. But
there was a lot more work that went into it than that.
But this has been fun, and again, thank you so much for including me. Love you.
Dad, words really don't express how grateful I am for the constant support and coaching that you provided for me for all of those years of 4-H, even through collegiate shooting. You've always been there. You've always been a constant support. And I'm just so grateful for that. And I'm so grateful that you wanted to be on my first episode of Shoot the Skeet and be able to give all these tips and tricks to my youth listeners and explain to them really why support systems are so important in shooting. Well, guys, that's it for today. Hopefully you feel a little bit more inclined to pull out your shotgun. I know I do. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more tips and tricks for shotgun shooting, head on over to agcj366.tamu.edu and watch my second episode of Shoot the Skeet called Girls Shoot Better, where I interview Texas A&M Trap and Skeet team members Maddie Barbie and Sydney Craven. As always, grab your eye and ear protection, your favorite shotgun, and get on out there to shoot the skeet.